Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Show. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of the show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. For 14 years, we've been providing our audience with entertainment industry career advice. Now, this show is for you if you're questioning your career reality about pursuing a career in show business, or if you're already working in the entertainment industry and you just need some tips, advice, or resource information on how to elevate your career status. We all need to be elevated, motivated, and inspired. And hopefully the guests on this show do that for you. Now, some of the guests on our show include Emmy Award winners, Grammy Award winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, and we just have a wide, wide variety of working show business professionals. And they work in film, television, music, as radio producers and directors, and we have casting directors and literary agents, casting agents, PR agents. people ask me that question, you know, what's the difference? That's a whole show in itself. I just do vocabulary terms. I'm going to have to do that one day. We have talent managers, screenwriters, publicists, actors, comedians, singers, novelists. I'm going to say writer. And then that's another question. What's the difference between a novelist and a writer? Well, there's author, novelist, and writer. And believe it or not, there is a difference between all three. Again, I get asked that question so much. I think I'm going to do a show in January just on terms and definitions because a lot of people do not know that. Even people who work in entertainment aren't really sure. We have script supervisors, stunt people, celebrity makeup artists, entertainment lawyers. The list just goes on and on. Now, if you missed any of our shows, here are the three ways that you can listen to any of them. Number one, we have a free mobile app that you can download from, of course, the App Store and the Google Play Store. We're on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Podcast, Google, Audible.com, Stitcher.com. Just Google it. Question Reality Radio Show. Priscilla Leona, you're going to find where we are. It's just boom, right at the top. There we are. Also, you can listen to any of our shows directly from the website that you're listening to us on now, which is LA Talk Radio. So you just look for the title of our show, which is Question Reality, or you can type in my name under the host tab. And there you go. From 2008 until today, we are there. Now, we have a little itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini favor, and that is please, please, please subscribe to our podcast via the Apple Podcast link or website. Not sure what to say on that. And also, please give us a like and a follow on all of our social media pages. Again, my tip to you, which I give very often, is please, when you are starting out as an entrepreneur, you have to think about branding, right? Branding, branding, branding. And it has to be, it can be cute, but it has to be professional too, right? So I always like to suggest that you, if your product can be your name, you are a product. So if it can be your name, do your name first. If it's something that, you know, is a product and you can't do your name, you know, like the Easy Egg Beater, yeah, that's a great title, but please make sure your branding, you got that locked down, because when people go to find you on Google, if you have all these different names and titles and you have, this is a website, and then you're on Facebook is one name, and then Twitter, another name, and then Instagram, people, you are going to lose so many followers and people are not going to be able to find you. It's just reality. You cannot do that cutesy stuff only if it's clever, but please try to stick with being consistent. So research, R&D, research and development of your brand. Now, we're on, of course, all the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, under my name, because think about this real quick. As an aside, I'll tell you. So you use your name and you're doing one particular type of business, and then you get burned out and you say, you know what? I don't want to sell vacuums anymore or encyclopedias or whatever your product is. And you want to go and sell something completely different that's not even in the same realm. What are you going to be able to carry with you? Your name. So think about that. So you can look for me under my name, Google Priscilla Leona, and you're going to find me all over the place. Finally, if you want to be booked on our show to promote and showcase your talents, current and upcoming projects or products, and also just help listeners by providing really your entertainment industry career advice, go to our official website. Now, this is where you got to tune in, listen very closely. You know how we all have 5-second attention spans. Well, you got to go to our official website, and that is questionrealityradioshow.com. Questionrealityradioshow.com. Not the website that you're listening to us on now, which is obviously latalkradio.com. This is the website where we air the show. So again, go to questionrealityradioshow.com, and that's also where you can see our annual guest schedule, and you might want to go there and take a peek at who the upcoming guests are and check out their sites. So for example, if you think, oh, I want to pursue a career as a script supervisor, you go there and you type in the search word script supervisor, and it's going to go right to someone who's coming on who will be talking about that profession, et cetera. And to submit to come on to the show to be booked, if you're working in the industry professionally, just click the contact link. Really, really easy and short. We just need your name, email, title, and website. That's it. We are done with the show introduction. Now for the most exciting part for me, and that is the guest. Now, let me tell you a little bit about who we have today. Her name is Tamika Walker Chapman. Loving that name. That sounds like a very hot vodka. Tamika Walker Chapman, apricot flavored. She is a television producer, an award-winning international best-selling author. She's a global speaker. She's a 7-figure business growth strategist and a U.S. Navy veteran to top it off. What? Let me know. I'm telling you, wait till you hear this lady. Oh, her stories. Well, let me, as a business growth strategist, she does kind of what I do. She provides tips and tools and strategies that transform women's mindsets to achieve their business and life goals by showing them how to create, build, and scale their businesses in her mogul. Now, what is one of my favorite words for 14 years? I try to incorporate this word in every show. I love the word mogul. And sure enough, she actually has a mogul domination online learning platform. I get to use the word mogul at least 25 to 30 times today. I'm loving this. Now, what's interesting, I found this so fascinating. So everybody knows what they were doing, if they're not dead, in 2020 during the pandemic, right? So many people reinvented their careers. They had to end their businesses and just plan a whole new life. So what was cool that I read about her was during a vision board party. Now, who doesn't know me, doesn't know I have my vision board. Of course, most of the vision board is taken up by hot, sexy guys, but I have a tiny space in the middle where I have the actual goals, but then being on it, they're my goals too. That's my vision board inspiration. Channing Tatum, you're on there, boy. Harry Styles, you're on there. And you're on there. I feel like, who is Oprah? I feel like Oprah. And you're on there. And you're on there. But anyway, Tamika, during this vision board party she hosted in 2020, she included her vision of creating a television network with a great focus on female empowerment across the globe. We love that. Being females. Now, as the creator of the Mogul TV Global Network, you know what I just thought about? I hate to add this, but I know Tamika's going to agree with me. I thought a great deal would be every time you hear the word mogul, take a shot. There you go. I wish I would have set this up in the beginning. I just thought about it. Okay. As the creator of the Mogul TV Global Network, she is now afforded the opportunity to offer programming that shines a light on positivity around the globe. She's rocking it and rolling it. And she also, oh my gosh, the books. It would take me 5 lifetimes to just write one book. She has authored countless international best-selling books, and she helps to enable entrepreneurs to reach their peak performance, and I think as well as personal and professional development and growth. So without further ado, I mean, I could just talk about her. The whole show could be me talking about her for the whole 50 minutes. I could just praise her to the high heavens, but let me let her talk for 5 minutes. No, without further ado, let me tell you her website. I want you to go there. It's the Mogul. We said it again. All right, I'm going to start it now. Get some cocktails, right? Get a cocktail. Get your 48. That's how it is called. Get your, it's a 48. Get your drink of choice. Every time I say Mogul, you got to take a little drink. It's got to be a cocktail hour for the word Mogul. So her website is themogulchannel.com. The Moguls, there's another one, themoguls.tv. She's on Facebook at Mogul TV Global. I'd be drunk before I even got to talk to her if I had incorporated that for myself. Instagram, official Mogul Domination, LinkedIn, Tamika Chapman, and also LinkedIn at Mogul Media Company. Woo! So without further ado, let's welcome my girl, Tamika Walker Chapman. What's going on?
Hi, Priscilla. Oh, my gosh. You are about to have a very drunk audience, okay? A very drunk audience.
I know. I wish I would have started that before my intro to the show to have, but you know what? They can start now. They can start now because we're going to be saying that word a lot today, aren't we? My God, yes, Tamika, you are, you're one impressive human being, and there's just so much to talk about, but I don't think we can cover everything today, but we're certainly going to try. But I want to start out with what I just talked about. So many people began a whole new career during the pandemic. Again, I really loved your story about how your journey began during that vision board party you hosted in 2020. Mm-hmm. So can you please share that story with us and how you included your vision of creating a television network with your focus on female empowerment? And then you did just that. You created the Mogul TV Global Network. Tell us how that happened.
Well, you know, so first of all, thank you so much, Priscilla, for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity at all times to share my journey, share a good message with the world. And I just appreciate you opening your platform to me to do just that. But yes, so me, actually, normally every year I would host a vision board party for, you know, women to get their goals in alignment with what they're really wanting to do and what they're really supposed to be doing. But I would actually say that my vision for what I'm doing actually started when I was an 8-year-old little girl. As an 8-year-old little girl, I remember standing on my grandmother's shed and I yelled out to the sky, to nothingness. You know, we live in the country surrounded by woods. But I yelled out, you know, when I get older, I'm, you know, traveling the world to empower girls all across the globe to stand up for themselves, to take up, you know, to stand up for themselves and just be who they want to be without asking for permission. That was me as an 8-year-old girl. And so I did that when I graduated high school. I joined the military, traveled the world, empowering girls around the world, to now, you know, hosting vision board parties. And I love it because I get to see other women focus on that thing that they're wanting, focus on that those things that they desire. And so for me, you know, I knew that I needed to be doing something bigger. I didn't know what that bigger thing was, but I felt that I wanted to focus on creating a platform that was so big that was going to really help me to carry the message of, you know, truth, you know, women's empowerment. What does that look like? It looks like me showing up for you when you can't show for yourself, you know? And so that's what the vision board parties are for. I'm showing up for women to say, hey, get in here. Let's talk about it. Let's, you know, refocus. Let's put some things down, whatever it is that you're wanting to achieve within the next, you know, 4 to 6 months or whatever that is for you. And so, yeah, I did my vision board. It was virtual. So we did it all on screen. And for mine, I put, you know, the camera that represented TV. I put a globe on there to represent the world. I put some cheerleaders on there for female empowerment. And I focused on it. I didn't know when it was going to happen or really how it was going to happen. But I just kept moving forward with doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And ultimately, it led to me now having the Mogul TV Global Network.
So if I had to ask you for, in one sentence, what is Mogul TV Global Network and its mission? What would you say? Would you repeat what I already said, or could you be more succinct and terse with that?
I would say that Mogul TV Global Network is the beacon. You know how you have that lighthouse? We are the light that is a beacon of hope, a beacon of I can do it, a beacon of positivity across the globe. So when you see that light, you know, coming around that lighthouse every once, you know that that light is shining positivity your way. Shining positivity over here, shining positivity over there. That's what Mogul TV Global is.
I like that. Now, I got to tell you, congratulations, because I heard that in November, Mogul TV Global Network is celebrating its 1-year anniversary of empowering program, right? And you got new lineups of events and honors and shows. Tell us everything that's happening.
We are so excited for the 1-year anniversary. OMG, I'm excited about it because, you know, we didn't start out as being known. Nobody knew Mogul TV Global. And I'm sure there's still millions and billions of people who don't know Mogul TV Global Network. However, the things that we have accomplished in less than a year, I am still in amazement and shock. But we are excited for what it is that we have coming up. We have great programming. We have new shows that are just launching with new seasons, you know, for the first time as well. We have more new shows coming. We have more awards coming, more platforms being, you know, created because of Mogul TV Global Network. We're excited. We're excited.
Yeah, well, I heard that you, your current programming platform is already available to over 100 million viewers, and that you partner with Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, and of course directly on the moguls.tv, right?
Absolutely.
So you're adding
Absolutely.
More, so your shows are available for view on all of those platforms, correct?
Absolutely, for free. You can watch all of the positivity you need for free.
We need some positivity. Well, you know, a lot of people, Tamika, ask me, how the heck do you even, that's just to get it on one streaming platform seems like, oh my gosh, you know, overwhelming to most people. How does one go about, and this is like tips for the audience, like if they wanted to try it, what do you do, Tamika? How do you go about getting your show on Roku or Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV? It just seems so overwhelming. What do you have to do to get that done?
It can be overwhelming. And if there's someone who's like me, who is not the most technical person when it comes to programming and coding, I would say to hire someone to do your programming and your coding. Hire someone that's going to create that app for you. I mean, there's a lot of programmers.
What would some of the titles be? Like, if you would Google, what search terms would you use to find someone?
I would have to search Roku creators or Roku programmers or Amazon Fire TV developers. Developers or programmers, that's what you would search. That's what I would search if I
Is there like one person who can do it all, like a one-stop shop kind of person?
There are some platforms that will allow you to create everything in their system. Of course, there's more people that work at their company that will do it all. So it's not just one person that's doing it, because it takes a lot and it can get overwhelming. But there are definitely, nowadays, you know, to have a streaming TV network is not as, I would say not as hard as it possibly was, you know, years ago, because there's a lot of different companies who are now, you know, hiring developers to create these platforms to have this in-house type of system for those who are wanting to do just that. But I will definitely just say, do that with caution, because there's a lot that will cost, and it still costs a lot of money. It's not free.
That's what I was going to ask. That sounds like a lot of money to do that.
It does cost a good bit. So it's not that you can just do it and it's going to cost you $25 a month. I wish, okay? but no, there are some companies that have created an opportunity for those who are interested in getting into the streaming industry. And they will do all of the pieces for you to get you on these different platforms. However, the cost is still going to be greatly increased because they are in-house and they're doing everything for you. So the possibility is there. Don't let that stop you. You just have to find a way to, you know, fund it. But don't let that stop you if you feel that that is something that's calling you to creating your own platform, because nowadays a lot of people are looking for a platform and they're not being invited, right? They're not being invited to platforms. And so they're wanting to create their own, now there's a lot of ways that you can do that.
It sounds good in theory, but some people will be totally overwhelmed. You got to have the mindset of Topeka Walker Chapman to be able to do that. Now, one of the interviews that I read that you had was entitled, now I love this title, okay. I hope you remember it, because I'm sure you've been interviewed so much. It was entitled, From Business Mogul to Master Mentor, Mogul TV Global Founder Tamika Chapman Reveals How She Turned a Childhood Vision into a Seven-Figure Generating Action Plan. So how in the world do you do that? Can anybody do that? And what are some of the things one has to incorporate into their life plan to make that happen? Because it's like, yeah, I'd love to make seven figures, but my gosh, what the hell do you do to do it?
See, the first thing I always tell people is that my mindset is stuck on strategy. Every single day, all day long, my mind is stuck on strategy. The strategy to achieve whatever the goal is that I'm setting for myself. And I will also say that I implement a lot of meditation and prayer and downtime into me so that I keep clarity in my mindset. But the first and foremost thing is your mindset. It is your mindset. What is it that you're really wanting to achieve in life? Once you write it, here's the big thing, writing it down. And I write it in pen. I refuse to write in pencil, because once it's written, once you write it down, you can't erase it. You know, it becomes real. So write down those things you're really wanting to achieve. Write down those goals. What are those goals? And then break them down. You know, we all know how to break down goals. Well, if you don't know how to break down goals, reach out. But break down your goals into, you know, small little pieces that you can achieve these things at an easier and a more rapid pace. You know, break down them to little tasks. But I think of strategy all day long. So if someone comes to me and they say, this is what I'm wanting to do, this is what I would really love to do, I hear what it is that they have going on. I listen to what they've been doing, and then I automatically start seeing a puzzle. I start seeing the puzzle, and the puzzle will show me the pieces that they need to implement in order to have that full business, you know, that they can monetize it, that they can market it, easily market it, because now they're more focused on what they should be doing. And then, you know, increasing their revenue to reaching the seven figures and beyond, you know. So it's not that it's hard to do. The hardest part is the mindset, because it's not going to happen overnight. The hardest part is the mindset. The next part is the strategy. If you don't have the right strategy, or if you don't have someone who can teach you or show you the right strategy, it is going to be hard as all get out to do it. However, it's not impossible. You just need to align yourself with the right plan and the right person or teacher or coach or whoever that is that can help you reach your goals.
Now, I find that in my lifetime, I have dealt with both sides, business as well as entertainment industry people. And mm-hmm. I have found that so many people, I'm talking actors, singers, dancers, mm-hmm. you know, models. Okay, they want to have the seven figures, but not all of them have the mindset to do it. And yes. they tell me that they have trouble focusing on mm-hmm. the business aspect. They can't formulate their thoughts. They cannot have that laser focus when it comes to business. Mm-hmm. They just say, for example, if they're a guitar player, they just want to play the guitar. They want to spend 8 to 10 hours just playing the guitar or just yes. singing, you know, specialize. So what is your advice to someone like that? I always tell them, well, hire somebody to do it. If you can't do it, hire somebody. Find the money. Absolutely. Because Absolutely. You're not going to gain your, Tamika, it's in an ideal world, we like to think of ourselves as being artistic and business minded, but not mm-hmm. everyone is. So if you cannot mm-hmm. and you just want to focus on the artistic part, then you got to hire someone. But then I get people saying, well, what about all of those rich people that hired people and then they got ripped off and all their money was gone? And if I don't know how to manage my money and they steal my money, what's the point? And I'm like, well, that is way beyond what we're talking about here. Let's not, you know, throw mm-hmm. ourselves over mm-hmm. across into Prague in Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. You're still here in Jersey. So let's right. focus. Let's focus. Right. But what, you know, what would be your advice to them? Because if you're like for example, you're just a musician or a beginning actor, beginning musician, mm-hmm. you obviously are not going to have the money to hire somebody. What do you do? Mm-hmm.
You know, I agree with you, first of all, Priscilla, that they should hire someone. However, I understand what they're going through. As a creative, focusing on the business is going to be the hardest thing to do, because all you want to do you just want to create. I am also a creator. I love to create. I live to create. Like, that's just me in a nutshell. I'm very creative. I love to write. I love to sing. I love to dibble and dabble in some music, but I love to create, whether that's writing new content for a show, a new script for something that I want to bring to the world. Creating graphics, like, I am a creative, so I understand that. But if you're just starting out, yes, funds may not be the best, but there's a lot of freelance people that will help you, freelance professionals that will help you do the things that you need to get done. You just need to know what it is that you're wanting to create, so that you can guide them and tell them exactly what you're wanting and let them do their thing. And it won't cost, you know, $10 million. It won't cost $1 million. You can find freelance professionals for probably maybe $50 for a project. You know, if you're really wanting to do something, say there's a person who plays guitar, all they want to do is play the guitar, okay? And you want to do a guitar class or a master class or a webinar, but you just want to show how to do it, you know, based on you playing and teach it while you're playing it. Okay, then record yourself and then send that over to a freelance professional and have them to break it down into courses for you. And they'll do that. They'll break it down. They'll talk about what's in each class, you know, in each module. They'll do that for you. So there's ways to get it done. And if you still are not sure of how to do that, then reach out to Priscilla or myself.
I love that. No, Tamika, I don't know. know how you feel about this, but the world, obviously, the world has become dominated with promoting and networking yourself via social media. TikTok. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, girl, I have just discovered TikTok a couple months ago. I swear to God, I can't get anything done. I start watching one TikTok. I am on that damn thing for hours. I can't. There's some magical particles that come through, that beam through the screen and make me keep watching it, right? So what I'm finding is that a lot of people are doing this. I'm talking people who run businesses and should be focusing on promoting their brands and getting sales, and they're watching TikTok, right? Or YouTube or whatever. Yeah. So what are your feelings about that? Because if you need to promote yourself, a lot of people are saying, well, that's the way to go. You need to make TikTok videos or YouTube videos because that is how people are doing it now. I can see that, but at the same time, how do you divide that in half and focus on business other than your TikTok videos?
First of all, for me, Priscilla, I don't do social media that. I am not a big person who just has to be on social media 24/7. And I know when you get on TikTok, you are going down a rabbit hole, okay? You are going to go down that rabbit hole. So I try my best to stay off as many social media platforms as I possibly can. But I will say, at this time in my life, I actually have an assistant, a social media manager, and he does all of my social media, so I don't have to, all right? And it helps me to not have to be on there 24/7. Now, every once in a while, you know, you'll catch me on there because I'm sharing something or I'm posting something, you know, if it comes to an interview or some write-up or, you know, some kind of feature or some promotional thing that I want to put out, you know, personally, you'll catch me on there. And it's normally either on Facebook or Instagram. I'm not big on TikTok or YouTube just yet like that, but I just say that the easiest way to do it is to not do it at all.
Yeah.
Hire someone can do that for you.
TikTok is, I don't know what their original plan was, but they have become like YouTube, where they'll show a video, but right in the middle of somebody's video, they're getting a sale in there. Somebody's selling something. Oh, I can't tell you how many things I bought from TikTok. You know, how to erase a wrinkle, how to get rid of a bag, how to get this, how to make myself look 29. So yes, they are very advertisement driven now, just like YouTube. So there are so many people that are business people who are putting their products on there for sale. Yes. So they started out no advertisements, and now it's advertisements. So I feel like, yes, you can do, this is my advice, not to me, but I feel like, yes, you can do, if you're an actress, a lot of actors are, like, TikTok is dominated now by celebrities. I'm telling you, oh my God, there is not a celebrity doesn't have a TikTok video. We love as TikTok people is we like seeing the celebrities in their homes cooking, you know, telling us some stories, you know, that we love that. And then here comes the advertisement. What's great is that they, the celebrities, get a percentage of those commercials, which, so it's like, yes, you can watch TikTok, but, and you can advertise on there. I think that Tamika really has laid it down. She has an assistant to do that so she can focus on business. So hopefully when we get to your level, girl, we can afford an assistant. My God, I'd have to walk Sunset Boulevard to afford an assistant. I'm just kidding. Are you kidding? The police would arrest me. They'd say that I was embarrassing. Get off of there, girl. Get off of there, Gypsy Rose Lee. But what I love is that you give advice for Mogul TV Global Network. Now, what do you what do you look for in people who seek to become a TV host or bring a show to your network? Because you have lots of, tell us, you have lots of people who have their shows on your network. What do you look
for? We're at about 20 shows right now. And believe it or not, we have more coming here in 2022 that'll be launching here this fall. But what I look for with someone who wants to, you know, bring a show, whether it's a podcast or a talk show or some kind of entertainment show, I look for your intentions, because the network is mission first. It's not revenue first. It's mission first, because I know that this platform has been, I've been blessed with this platform, and I have to protect this platform. This platform was made to be able to share, you know, positivity with the world. And so anyone coming on needs to have that same mission in mind. Yes, you can have, you can make money. It can be life transformating. Life transformational to, you know.
You've been drinking those mogul cocktails, haven't you?
I've been drinking those mogul cocktails, okay? I have been drinking and sipping on the mogul cocktails.
Hey, however, that's a new brand for you, mogul cocktails.
Listen, go. Don't get me started. Listen,
I want a percentage.
Let's do it.
I would imagine that, of course, like myself, I bring people on to motivate, inspire, and give tips, advice, and resource information on how, what it takes to make it in show business. So I would imagine that is a message you got to be very, very, very careful. You can't just let anybody come on talking about any.
Exactly.
You know, I can't tell you how many Satanists want to come on my show. I'm like, back, back, back. It is the Lord that compels you. Get back. But, you know, it's very, I understand. It's very important. So how would people contact, or how do they go up? What's the right way for them to go about to contact you to submit an idea or something for you to be on your network?
Absolutely. So if you visit the website, www.themogulchannel.com, we have different opportunities or different types of programming on the network. So you can choose whichever one you're interested in. Click apply here and it'll send you to our form to fill it in. And once you fill it in, you're selecting a date and a time to talk to me. Everybody who comes on the network has to have a conversation with me. I have to vet anybody and everybody that wants to join the network. And so when that time comes, we're having a conversation. I want to find out about you, who you are. But my biggest thing is I want to make sure that we are in alignment, like our spirits, our souls, I would say.
Yeah.
Because if I feel that it's off, if I feel like I'm fighting to stay on the phone with you or a video with you, then it's something off that should not be there. And so we have to put a pause on that until we figure that out. But if you're interested, if anyone is interested in joining the network, because we are open to people joining the network, you know, we've built up, we now have over 100,000 views that we've gained in what, 8 months or well, 7 months of being a network. So we're excited about that. So we are definitely open to bringing on more shows and podcasts to the network. And so you just find whichever type of program it is that you're looking to be a part of or bring, and schedule that date and time to have a conversation.
Now, I love how one of the things you strive for is the importance of providing a platform that openly supports having a healthy mental health status, because girl, you know, people have lost their damn minds today.
Yeah.
I tell you, I'm scared to go out of the house. I'm telling you, my husband has to, I send him everywhere, grocery shopping. You go do this, you go do that. I got your insurance premiums covered. We up the insurance. You go forth and deliver. Yeah, because I'm not going out of the house. I'm just kidding. But, you know, I'm so scared to go out of the house these days because people have lost their minds. So what are you doing on your network? Are you adding more shows that promote having a healthy mental health status? Or what is your advice? Because I don't know what to tell people.
Listen, well, I'm going to just give you this advice. Just stay in the house, because myself, my family, my household, we have not left home since March of 2020. And, you know, that's when COVID started. But I would say this. Mental health is one of the things that nobody wants to talk about because, you know, it's been so taboo. It's been, oh, if you talk about that, you need to talk to a therapist or you need to see a psychotherapist, that means you're crazy. It does not mean that you're crazy. It means that you are mature enough and conscious enough of yourself to know that you need to talk to somebody because something's not right. So my whole goal is to normalize the conversation about mental health. You know, and with that, I created two platforms. One is The State of My Mental. It is working its way to becoming a nonprofit. And that is where we host quarterly connections and conversations. That's what I call them, connections and conversations. They are quarterly summits where we are targeting certain demographics to putting a light on it. You know, our first one was in June, and it was a Black man's point of view. We had 11 Black men, including Dr. Matthew Knowles, who joined that conversation and talked about the importance of men, especially Black men, owning up to their mental health and seeking the help that they need. And so here we are in October on the 22nd. We have our next one, and it's all for the women. Women are breaking the silence on mental health. And so we have six amazing, phenomenal women, influential women who will be talking about mental health, the stigmas, you know, the myths about it, their own journey with it, you know, and with the challenges of mental health. And so that is one thing that we are definitely focusing on. And with that, I created another platform. It's called Energize Her. And Energize Her is a mental wellness platform. It's online, it's digital, but it hosts, you know, resources for women to seek the help that they need. It's a membership of, and will include women who can be there to support each other as well. You know, there's a lot of different things that we're doing with Energizer, and we're so excited that we're bringing all of this forth into 2023 as we are now moving forward.
I love that because I just, in general, I can't even watch the news anymore. People, it's all, yeah. Oh, there's always been murder, death, kill, but it just seems like everything. It's just so pointless. Like, yeah. Literally, I think that people are really flipping out, like, in, like, mass doses. I don't know what it is, but, I mean, there's, since the beginning of time, there's always been violence. We understand that. Mm-hmm. Maybe we didn't know about it so much prior to the internet and social media. Maybe we didn't, but maybe that's a catalyst for things that are happening because people are... I mean, horrible things. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you heard that story about how a bunch of people, like 50 people in New York City, not to bash New York because I'm from Connecticut. I spent a lot of time in New York. I love New York. But in New York City, 50 people were gathered around a man raping a woman, and they did nothing to stop it. Instead, they had their cell phones recording it and posting it online. Oh, I nearly dropped dead, and this is happening all over the world. And I just don't know what's going on, but there's a change, Tamika. There's a change. Mm-hmm. I feel it. Mm-hmm. I feel it spiritually, mentally, physically. Mm-hmm. I feel it all around us. I don't know mm-hmm. what's going to happen, but I think that more than ever, people need to have a mental health check because do you know that there's a church in New York has been in existence for 123 years? It's closing down because there's no one that comes to church. Churches are closing down all across the country and the world because people mm-hmm. are not going. Instead, they just want to be on their phones looking at TikTok videos like me. But no, but you know what I'm saying? I'm so glad that you're at least addressing that. And I really feel like more people should address it because if you think, and when I say you, I mean anyone listening, if you think that you are without mental health issues, think again. Everybody has a mental health issue. You know that there is somebody that said, damn, that girl's crazy, right? Because you may not say, I mean, we don't know what you, just because we think we're normal, that doesn't mean somebody else, everybody's going to think somebody has a problem. Some people see it, some people don't, but there's nothing wrong with admitting it and getting
it's
help.
Not. You there's have nothing to. Wrong with it. And I will say this, Priscilla, I will say this, that you know, during my journey of trying to create a family, I dealt with depression, with, you know, bouts and bouts of depression, but it wasn't diagnosed. And I didn't even realize what I was going through until it was too late. I wouldn't say it was too late, but I was all the way in it when I did come to, when I did recognize it or realize it, you know, having those conversations with my husband and others. You know, there are some who didn't know anything was wrong with me because I smiled through it all. I smiled through all of the stuff that I was going through. And that's what a lot of us are still doing. We're smiling and putting on instead of really reaching out and getting the help that we really need while we're going through whatever that situation or challenge is. And so my goal is to just help to encourage men, women, and the youth to get the help that they need before it's too late, because depression rates are, you know, are going up. Suicide rates are going up. People are just doing all kinds of crazy things, just as you just stated. People are just not really focusing or paying attention to just being a part of the world. Like, they are just psyched out. That's what it feels like. And so,
and a lot of people don't even know that they have a mental illness. There are people that they just think that's a normal way to feel, that they're like, why do people so, they don't know that they have bipolar depression or depression. They don't understand. But I just hope that that becomes a topic that is in more television shows and more movies, because those are the influencers. Those are the people that are, and more stars, celebrities, sports figures, people in general who talk about it, because if it's not talked about, it's going to remain hidden. Now, what I wanted to talk to you about is your 18-year journey. I want to end the show with that, because your 18-year journey to motherhood, you were battling something called PCOS. And as I told you earlier, a lot of people don't know what the heck PCOS is. I didn't either until I watched my reality television show. Teen Mom, people, stop bashing me for watching reality TV. But when I read this, I said, oh my gosh. So to me, Ika, you wrote a book, one of your many books called, and I want you to tell me how, I love this title. Are you ready, everyone? It's called Faith of One Mustard Seed. And I was telling Tamika, that sounds like a title for a Christian or faith-based film. And she said, I cannot believe that you said that. And now she's going to tell us why she couldn't believe that I said that. And take it away, Miss Tamika.
Faith of One Mustard Seed, My 18-Year Journey to Motherhood While Battling PCOS. That was the first book that I wrote. And I battled with writing that book, and I battled with sharing my journey in that book, because I didn't want to be judged. And it's even, that's the funny part, because during my 18-year journey of trying to create a family, you know, with my husband and I became judgmental. I was judging everybody else who had kids, you know, so me not wanting to be judged was just ridiculous. But I will say that when it was time for me to, you know, when I finally said, you know, I want to write a book. I want to write the book, and I want to share my journey, but I don't want people to look at me like I'm crazy. I don't want people to look at me and judge me for feeling less than, for feeling, you know, not 100% woman, because I couldn't have children. And so I had my book coach at that time. He told me, he says, listen, there's somebody who's waiting on you to tell your story the only way that you know how. You are going to hold them in mental bondage because you're not releasing them by letting them see that, hey, I went through this too. You know, so there's somebody who looks just like you, who has nobody who's feeling exactly how you felt for those 18 years of trying to have a child. And so I wrote that book, and I will tell you that I promoted that book maybe 4 or 5 months, but here we are 4 years later, and that book is still being sold, still being purchased off Amazon, and I have no idea who's purchasing it, but I know that it's blessing somebody. But the journey, the name of the book, Faith of One Mustard Seed, really came from Matthew 17 and 20, and it was based on the verse of, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, anything is possible. And so I remember just feeling like I was losing. I was starting to feel hopeless that having a child or having a family of my own would happen. And so I knew that I just still needed to hold on. Whatever it was, I still needed to hold on to that one little string of hope and faith that I still had. And that's what happened. I still maintained my faith. I began to get back into the Bible and reading the word and speaking life into me, speaking life into my body, speaking life into my life and my household. And we were definitely blessed. We were blessed with two of them, okay?
We were blessed with my son
in 2017 and my daughter in 2018. They're 16 months and 8 hours apart.
Oh, my God. That's so great. I love that story. You got two little mustard seeds. Oh my God. Well, listen, everybody, if you want to hear more, which I'm sure you do, because as you can tell, this is a lovely, genuine lady, and she has so many books. She's got the Growing Hacking book. Two, The Power of Perseverance, A Stage of Their Own, More Than a Movement. Leadership Isn't Just a Title. Women of Virtue, Walking in Excellent. Women Inspiring Nations. I think I'm going to read that next. But I, if you want to find out more about her, or maybe you have a television podcast, I think podcasts are probably what she's accepting, go to her website, is themogulchannel.com, the mogul. And if you people don't know how to spell mogul, I got a problem with you, but I'll spell it for you. The M-O-G-U-L channel.com or themoguls.tv. And you can learn all about more about you. And you know what? I am so excited that I had you on the show and that I learned so much from you today. And I want to ask if you would come back next year.
Absolutely, Cecilia. I am always here to be a guest. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, and we're going to talk more because I want to know. We're going to leave off with a trailer. Okay, so Faith of One Mustard Seed, she was about to tell us something very interesting about that title, but because I got to go or else I'm going to get in trouble, we're going to pick it up next year when she comes back on the show, and she's going to tell us about the Faith of One Mustard Seed and what happened with that. I have a feeling it might be going into a film, but who knows? We're going to have to tune in. Say goodbye to your fans, Tamika Walker Chapman.
Bye. Thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Priscilla. I appreciate you as well for having me as a guest.
You know it, my love. We'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.